Past a locked gate, behind orange plastic barriers, is a field dotted by several dozen light gray tents with blue rain flies flapping in the wind. This is the Honolulu Police Department's Provisional Outdoor Screening and Triage Facility, or POST. It offers isolation, social distancing, and shelter 24/7. Major Mike Lambert heads HPD's community policing.
For example, the biggest misconception is that homeless don't want shelter. That's not necessarily true.
Lambert, a single dad with two boys, has spent 17 years with HPD.
Predominantly, I've spent my whole career on the enforcement side, in patrol or in the narcotics vice division. And over the last 2 years, I ended up in charge of a program that connects outreach workers with officers to ensure, again, that we are giving people the best opportunity to get off the street.
Service providers got on board. Chief Susan Ballard expanded the project island-wide, and last year, Lambert started combining enforcement and service offerings. That evolved into the POST once the pandemic hit. Up to 100 people can be sheltered there in individual tents.
We have more options now.
Laura Thielen directs Partners in Care, Oahu's Homeless Services Coordinator.
Places like the POST are providing another opportunity for people to quarantine in place. Due to this current crisis, we've also seen a lot of people that might be more willing to go into shelter.
One of the things I realized from visiting the encampments is there's a lot of fear out there.
Mark Alexander, the city's executive director of housing, points out unsheltered people don't always have food and sanitation.
But there's also fear because they know that many of the people in the public do not have a good view of our homeless clientele. They were fearful that people would shun them even more, that people would not offer even the services that are being offered to them normally.
When the COVID shutdown began, the Centers for Disease Control issued guidance that homeless encampments should not be disrupted unless there are individual housing units available for shelter. Once the POST opened, city officials reinstituted enforcements and arrests in response to complaints about homeless.
People are still given the option of going right away to POST. It's a little harder to get into the shelters a lot of times right away, so usually it's POST, and the transportation. And some of them will take it. Not many, but it's always there.
The POST has moved over 150 people into further services. They're hosting 41 people now under code yellow conditions. Clients may leave for up to 4 hours a day during daylight hours. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.